Yesterday, Governor Rick Snyder and U.S. EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy were questioned, accused, and encouraged to resign by members of Congress in a Capitol Hill hearing. They were there to answer for the mistakes that led to the water in Flint being contaminated by lead, a neurological toxin. Among the people watching that hearing were two Flint residents who were there to make sure Congress kept the people of Flint in mind. Melissa Mays and Nayira Sharif join us now. What did you hear that gave you any encouragement that Flint residents might be given the help they need?
Well, there were no direct answers. There was no definitive plan put into place. But the fact that everything that the governor said as for the future plan was highly criticized by Congress gave us a little bit of help that maybe somebody can watch over this and force him to do the right thing with the money that he so far hasn't sent us.
Governor Snyder is cherry-picking solutions, and we have a public health disaster. And I'm going to repeat that. We have a public health disaster. And every policy or appropriation, Governor Snyder is trying to shift the blame. He consistently says that this is a failure at all levels of government. There was only one level of government, and it was emergency manager law in the city of Flint. And that was the only government that had power.
An editorial in the Detroit Free Press this morning is titled, "Washington's Sound and Fury Signifies Little for Flint."
Republicans have been absolutely slamming the EPA for overreaching it at every possible turn. Now they criticize the EPA for not doing more when Governor Snyder fell down on the job.
I mean, I'm sick of this. And America should be sick of this bureaucratic nepotism. And you're the culture of the problem.
That's Congressman Paul Gosar, a Republican from Arizona, and Congressman William Lacey Clay, a Democrat from Missouri. For both of you, what's your assessment of that line of questioning?
We need people at the center of the solutions. Governor Snyder has not yet come to Flint in a public setting to witness the atrocities of his policies had on Flint residents. And we need people, in the middle of that hearing was political posturing. And we need people. This affected people's lives.
That's one of the things. On social media yesterday, a lot of people expressed surprise that it was so partisan, with the Republican members of Congress attacking the Obama administration's EPA and the Democrats attacking Governor Snyder and his Republican administration. You've indicated that you think Snyder bears the blame because of the emergency manager who was appointed. But what's your reaction to all this political wrangling instead of talking about solutions?
The biggest problem I had with yesterday was that the Republicans used our hearing that should have been about Flint. It should have been about us to just rip apart the EPA. And then the Democrats ripped apart Snyder. But the thing is watching them just go after the EPA, who was completely failed us. But it was the state MDEQ who actually was hands-on with the poisoning. They weren't even there. So that makes no sense to me. If you're going to rip apart one of the environmental agencies, why wasn't the one that was hands-on there? And that's all it seemed to be. And they brought in other cities and other problems with the EPA. And we're sitting there going, this is about us. This is supposed to be about us, not your political agenda to dismantle the EPA. And of course, the residents know that. And so that was a huge disappointment.
I want to ask you both, how do you think your trip to Washington was helpful?
We had over 150 people from Flint at Snyder's hearing, and we had five families who have been directly impacted by the water crisis at the Darnell Early former Flint Mayor Dane Walling hearing. So it was good that Congress actually witnessed and viewed people from Flint. And it was also good to kind of elevate this on a national stage, because us activists in Flint, we already know what was happening and what was going on, because we were there alongside that. But many people outside of the city of Flint, even outside of the state of Michigan, did not know. So this was a platform to really elevate this humanitarian public health disaster.
I think it's powerful that Flint residents went out of their way to ride a bus yet again to be there for these hearings. So I hope that it shows the lawmakers that we're not backing down. We demand justice and we demand help with this disaster, and that we're willing to ride a bus for 28 hours there and back to get this done. So, and the fact of the matter is we've added more buses each trip and more people, more stories, more outrage, and this is going to continue to grow until an actual solution is started.
Mayor Flint Weaver issued a release. Basically, she indicated, hey, can we loosen up some money from the federal government to actually help us? I assume that you have an opinion about that request.
Yes. Right now, the Obama administration has not declared Flint a public health disaster, and a disaster declaration would release more funds. So we're not living our lives with bottled water. And that is very dehumanizing and psychologically damaging. And at the state fire stations, which is where the state distribution is happening, you're limited to one case of water per day. And that's absolutely outrageous.
That, and we need Health and Human Services to declare it a public health disaster so we can actually get medical care. Because right now they're doing the testing, and that's great, but then they hand you a piece of paper saying you've got lead poisoning. Now what? There's no care put into place for any of the residents, and we need federal dollars to make that happen. And obviously we cannot rely on the state for help.
So you've made a couple of points that I'm going to touch on next. What are you looking for as far as the next step goes? What do you think should happen this week, this coming week?
Well, we need 100% refund for our water bills. Right now, with the states, Governor Snyder is proposing 65% of our water bills to be paid. And we have, like, that toxic water has disintegrated the pipes in people's homes. So we need 100% refund for that. Also, with the Medicaid expansion, men are not eligible, and the undocumented community is not eligible. So they did not need immigration status or a visa to get poisoned, but yet they need those sort of things to seek treatment. So we need to find a way to make medical care available for everyone.
We need medical help, and we need it now, not tomorrow, not some plan, and not waiting until the budget process is over in October. People are suffering. People have died. This is a disaster, and that needs to happen. We need help now.
Melissa Mays and Nayira Sharif, two Flint residents who attended the congressional hearing in Washington yesterday, among quite a number, 150 Flint residents were there. Thanks very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.